Yesterday, President Jonathan received an envoy from President Ali Bongo Ondimba of Gabon. The envoy brought a special message to President Jonathan, expressing the solidarity, the support of not just Gabon, but also the countries in the Central African in the fight against terror. And the envoy delivered the message that the countries of the Central African region are also supportive of the resolutions taken on October 7th when the Nigeria and other neighboring countries, Chad, Niger, Cameroon, Republic of Benin, you know, met in Niamey. While thanking President Ondimba for sending an envoy, made the statement that indeed, you know, this is the way to go because terrorism is something that requires cooperation and solidarity and collective action. And this, again, is consistent with the outcome of the meeting in Niamey, which was a meeting between Nigeria and its neighbors, taking an assessment of the security situation and seeking to define a common strategy in the fight against terrorism within the region.
So what strategies were discussed, and when or how soon will these strategies be implemented to combat this terrorism in this region?
Well, already, I mean, there is continuing cooperation and collaboration, joint effort among the countries within the region, all the way to Central African Republic. What the meeting on October 7 in Niamey did was to further reinforce the need for operational and intelligence capabilities and coordination of the effort of an existing multinational joint task force in the Lake Chad Basin. So the countries that attended, with the exception of Republic of Benin, which came as an interested party, they've all been working together, and they committed to establishing the headquarters of the multinational joint task force, defining a common strategy. They reaffirmed, you know, their cooperation and their resolve to fight terrorism together. And then they have directed the ministers of foreign affairs and the ministers of defense of all the countries of the Lake Chad Basin Commission and also Republic of Benin to meet next month, that is November, to draft a common resolution which will be forwarded to the United Nations Security Council in order to put in place a legal framework for cross-border military operations against Boko Haram. So what they did is just a deepening of what is already existing and also, you know, further reaffirmation of their collective resolve.
There are concerns that usually when heads of state meet in Africa, there are lofty promises and show of apparent commitment when they meet together. But implementation has always been woefully inadequate. How different will this be?
I mean, what you are saying is not the case with regard to the fight against terrorism. You recall that, you know, African leaders have been meeting regularly on this issue of terrorism, and you can see a lot of cooperation, a lot of joint effort, you know, across the continent to combat terrorism. Indeed, the African Union, you know, has standing resolutions, you know, declaring terrorism as a threat to international peace and security. And there are many resolutions in that regard, on the basis of which African countries have been collaborating. And in the last 1 year alone, I can tell you categorically, meetings have been held in Addis Ababa, in South Africa, in Ghana, in Niger, you know, and all these meetings have, you know, yielded positive results in terms of the various countries working together. At the last meeting in Niamey, for example, further commitment was made that the various countries will contribute a battalion each, which is a follow-up to the meeting that was held in Paris, the Paris summit on the security situation in Nigeria and Boko Haram. So in this case, I mean, you can see real commitment on the part of the leaders, and you can, of course, see that the progress that has been made in the last 2 months in combating Boko Haram, in decimating the ranks of Boko Haram, in breaking the resolve of Boko Haram, has been as a result of this cooperation among the neighboring countries. So, I mean, there is a great hope, you know, that this is not just about talks. This is about concrete action. This is about, you know, ensuring peace and stability within the regions and across the entire continent.